Madam Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Patrick Roddy, and I'm here today representing the Grocery Manufacturers Association. I've submitted written testimony, and I'd like to refer the members to two statements on page two of my testimony. The statement number one is the current FDA position on labeling for genetic food that has been genetically engineered. I'll just read it briefly. The agency is still not aware of any data or information that would form a basis for concluding the fact that a food or its ingredients was produced using bioengineering is a material fact that must be disclosed. The second statement in my testimony, and both of these are footnoted, Madam Vice Chairman, is from the Association for the Advancement of Science. The world, and the quote, and this is quote, the World Health Organization, the American Medical Association, the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, the British Royal Society, and every other respected organization that has examined the evidence has come to the same conclusion. Consuming food containing ingredients derived from GM products, crops, is no riskier than consuming the same food containing ingredients from crop plants modified by conventional plant improvement techniques. Again, both are footnoted and in my testimony. What these statements provide to this legislature is the fact that, as has been heard from the proponents, there is no health or safety basis to compel, for a government to compel a manufacturer to put words on a label. And this is what is the difference between the proposal in House Bill 1191 and the labeling requirements that you see every day on products in grocery stores. And that is that those labeling requirements have found to have a health and safety basis. You've heard testimony from the proponents that, quote, this bill is not about health concern. This bill is about labeling. We submit to you that the previous attorney is in error when he asks the question, do you have the right as a government to compel speech in order to satisfy consumers, quote, right to know, close quote. Because that's the best argument you've heard. The best argument you've heard is consumers have a right to know. And the way you're going to address that right is you're going to compel someone to speak. You're going to compel them to put something on a label without a health or safety justification for that. And I submit to you that without that health or safety justification, you cannot, as a government, act to compel a private party to speak in such a manner. And I am supported by cases on this very subject in Vermont. Vermont attempted to have milk producers label their milk products if that milk was produced by a cow that was fed a certain hormone. Vermont passed that legislation requiring that labeling, and the Federal Circuit Court rejected that law, saying that, quote, consumer curiosity, the consumer's right to know, was not a sufficient government interest to require private concerns to put that on the label. So you've heard from the proponents that this is not about health and this is not about safety. You've heard this is about their right to know. What I am saying to you is that right does not empower you to compel speech on a commercial product. And for that reason, and I've submitted cites in my testimony of other cases, I've submitted to you the fact that no state has implemented this. True, both the Maine and Connecticut legislature have passed it. They've passed it with such complex triggers that neither state has implemented it. In November, the state of Washington had this on initiative, and it was rejected by the voters of Washington. In 2012, this was on initiative in California and was rejected by the voters of California. So I submit to you that the right to know may be a valid right, but is not a right that I believe on that sole basis can be addressed by legislation passed by a government to compel labeling on clients like mine.